A bit of irony with this photo called Skyline here is it's the first photo ever posted to Weekly 50, but it was not taken with the 50mm lens. I broke the whole purpose of this blog just by posting this photo. But, you know, I was excited to get the blog started, and so that's cut me some slack, man. I was just really pumped about getting this weekly blog started. I was driving through Kansas when I took this photo, and I pulled over because I liked how everything looked. I liked the blue sky, the clouds. I liked the flat plains and this road and the cattle. Everything was in place for a really good photo. I had my D200 and 50mm lens in the car, but instead I used my Panasonic ZS7. I think it's a ZS7. It might be a ZS5. It's a ZS7. I used that camera instead because I didn't know how to operate my D200 yet. Even though I'd had it for a long time at that point, I didn't trust myself to take a photo like this with the D200. Even though it's not like things are moving fast, I could have just grabbed it and snapped the photo along with my other camera, but I didn't, and that's okay. This was shot at what would be a 24mm equivalent. I don't know what the actual millimeter focal length is on that pocket camera. It's a lot smaller, but when you take into account the sensor size, it comes out to about a 24mm equivalent. And because of that, you get this nice expansive horizon. You can see some barrel distortion on the right-hand side with the fence tipping over like that. And it's a cool photo, don't get me wrong, or at least I think it's kind of cool. And I'm happy with it, but ever since I've taken this, I wish I would have just pulled out the 50 and taken one with that, because why not? It would have been a similar photo. You wouldn't have quite the sense of expansiveness that you do with this photo, but it would have been all right. So even though I cheated a bit and posted this first photo that wasn't actually taken with a 50mm lens, I was thrilled to be posting photos to a blog. And I'm so happy with how this blog, over the course of the past 11 months, has helped me improve my photography skills ever since. So that's how I leave this on here, because of that, as a way of sort of remembering how I started up and looking back on it, seeing how far I've come and how far I still have yet to go.